In the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. So it's this is the next to the last Sunday of the church year. And the last Sundays of the church year are always focused on eschatology. And eschatology is just a 50-cent word that means on end times, on things that are going to happen at the end of the age, when Jesus will return, when the heavens and the earth will be redone and recreated, when we're going to be ushered into the presence of God, when the dead will rise from the graves. So the last couple of Sundays are always focused on those things which Christ and the Scriptures say are yet to come. And certainly, as you heard the readings today, you heard that. You heard very clearly the message. And so today, we're going to talk a little bit about that. The message is based on the gospel lesson from Mark 13. We are going to focus on a message that is titled Stuff, S-T-U-F-F, Stuff. So let's pray. Lord of mercy and Lord of grace, thank you. Thank you for your blessing to us in telling us what is yet to come so that our hearts may be fitted and prepared with the gospel. You've promised us in your word that we are forgiven, that we are yours. You've also told us in your word that there is no way that we can sort out the things that we face in our life on our own and in our own strength, but we trust you to lead us through and to forgive us when we stumble and fall. And so allow us to find that security in you and in your word and in your promises, for we need it so very much. Allow us not to be rooted in this world and in the things of this world, but in you. For we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Stuff. There's stuff happening all around us that we just can't see and can't tell. Did you hear Ms. Marianne read the first lesson? A promise about Michael, the great prince, a powerful angel that is going to take charge of his people at a future time. An angel fighting for you and on your behalf. The letter to the Ephesians says much the same thing, that there are battles going on in principalities and dominions that we can't see, but that there's this war happening. Stuff is happening. Stuff is going on that we have no capacity to see. And it's probably a wonderful and great blessing that we can't, because if we could, we might be so frightened out of our wits that we could not stand. And so stuff is happening in places, and stuff will happen in places that are scary, but that we've been privileged not to see. And what we've been told is when that stuff happens, that God is going to see us through it. God is going to see us through it. In Mark 13, Jesus was telling his disciples what they were going to go through. And just like I was trying to tell the kids up here, when you know what's coming, you can kind of get ready for it. Jesus told his disciples, hey, folks are going to come after you. Folks are going to arrest you. Folks are going to persecute you. Folks are going to take you before thrones and princes and kings. They're going to torture you. They're going to tell stuff to you like, renounce Jesus. But you know what? Don't sweat it, because the Spirit is going to be with you, and he's going to take you through that stuff. And in the places that you're going to be taken, you're going to be able to give witness to Jesus Christ and what he has accomplished to people that would never have heard it otherwise. So God is turning the bad stuff in our lives into stuff that he uses for the gospel to be proclaimed. Let's talk about stuff in a slightly different way. You know, I have to confess to you, I'm a sinner. I kind of like my stuff. I like my stuff. When I get the opportunity to drive my car, I really, really like it. I like to step on the gas and feel it take off. I like my stuff. When I have to dress up to go to clothes, I like to wear nice clothes. I kind of like my stuff. I like this church. I like the way it was designed. I like the way the sanctuary looks. It's stuff. But it's stuff, and I like it. And because we have this tendency to like our stuff, we have the danger of becoming rooted in the stuff of this life and of this world. When the warning from Jesus is, it's all passing away. And that's what he was trying to tell his disciples when he was talking to them. They came up to him and they said, Jesus, wow, look at the enormous stones. And those of you that went on the trip to Israel a number of years ago saw the huge stones that laid the foundation of that wall of the temple that we went underground to see. Huge, enormous. How did they move them? Who knows? Because they didn't have the equipment they have now. But huge stones, and the disciples were rightly impressed by it. And look at the buildings. Aren't they wonderful? As you look at Dallas at night and you see all the beautiful lights, wow, impressive, impressive. Or if you're old enough to remember the novel on TV named Dallas and that music and the helicopter flight coming in and showing Texas Stadium and all that stuff, it's impressive, it's impressive. Where's Texas Stadium? The stuff is not permanent. And that's what Jesus was telling his disciples. The stuff is not permanent. It goes away. And if you root yourself in that stuff, where's your confidence going to be when you see it crumble and when you see it fall? When you see the stock market take a big dive, or when you're let go from your work? If your confidence is in that, how can you look forward to the future? How can you know that your future is secure? And so we're pointed to just one thing, and that one thing is a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. And you heard it so well in the second reading for today. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is through his flesh, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. That's where our confidence is. See, the stuff is going to go away, but the one who made everything, all the stuff, even the stars in the sky, the sun, the moon, the earth, all of the creation, the one who knit us in our mother's womb from the beginning of time, is also the one who died for us, who loved you and you and you so much that he would become like the stuff in the person of Jesus Christ and then offer himself as the living sacrifice. That's the one that will endure forever. God will never go away. The same yesterday, today, and forever. And if our confidence is in him rather than the stuff, wow, we have something to look forward to. And that's the promise that Jesus gives us. That's what he was telling his disciples. When the stuff goes bad, don't worry. The Holy Spirit will be with you, see you through. And the amazing thing that we confess today is that Jesus that we said all this about, the one who made the promise, is God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made. That Jesus is the one that promised that we are going to make it, even if the stuff goes away. So what do I tell you? I'm telling you, if you want to put your confidence in stuff, let it be in the stuff that the Lord Jesus Christ pointed us to. Himself, his cross, his resurrection, the wonderful forgiveness that we have in him. In the name of Jesus, amen. We pray. Father of mercy and Father of grace, oh, we know that this world is going away. We know that it won't stand forever, but we know that you do, and that as long as we're in you, that we have eternity to look forward to with you and in your presence, and that the beauty of that eternity to come, no mind has conceived, no eye has seen, no ear has heard. It's going to be orders of magnitude beyond whatever this earth can offer. And the stuff yet to come is going to be more wonderful and glorious and beautiful than anything we've seen heretofore. And so bless us to trust in Christ and in his promises, for we ask this in his name. Amen.